market is up today, and it seems possible that it could be headed up for the rest of the day. Most of us don't really know how to tell where it's going to go because most of us don't have a crystal ball, but that means we're not active investors. Now, we're going to learn about what it all means for your TSP from Tom Trabuco, the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. He joins us each week at this time. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hello, Amy. Hello, Chris. Good to be with you.
Okay, first of all, an active investor. What does that mean specifically?
Right. That means somebody who changes their stock position generally based on anticipated market movements. So these are folks who look ahead and rather than being in the mode where they just want to diversify and track the markets, they sense that things are starting to happen and they might want to go a little bit heavier into stocks and out of bonds.
Okay, so an active investor is trying to anticipate where the market's going to go and then take advantage of that.
That's right, and beat the market essentially.
And
you can do that in the TSP to a certain extent. As you know, we have the five investment funds. So if you anticipate that large cap stocks are going to have a good performance for the coming weeks or months, you can move more of your funds into the stock market and into the C fund particularly. In fact, I was looking at some of the numbers and I see some of that does seem to be happening now that we have had, a very good second quarter in the stock market. I see that folks were transferring money out of the C fund every month net last year and every month this year through March. However, beginning in March and from April and May, it continued and into June, it was a net money going into the C fund via interfund transfers.
So more money's going into the C fund.
That's correct, yeah. And that's also reflected, I must say, in contributions, although not quite as dramatically. Beginning last year, and here's the way, to really look at it. In January of last year, 33% of new contributions were going into the G fund, our government securities fund, with 27%, 9%, and 13% respectively going into the C, S, and I funds. In March of this year, 47% of the money was going into the G fund. So that's a pretty big upturn of folks who were getting their new contributions out of the market and putting it into the safety of government securities. That now, that number has trimmed a bit and it's back to 45%.
And we want to say that none of us are investment people, so, and certainly you never want to listen to a journalist in terms of investment advice because we just don't know anything. But we tend to look at investing over the long term, and so sort of this trying to time the market, we often see this where people say, oh, look, things are coming back, so they shift all their money out of G back into one of the other funds where... And that doesn't always make the best sense, does it?
That's right. It doesn't, Chris, because often what will happen, if you miss just one or two or three big days in the market over the course of a year, you may miss out on the on positive returns for that entire year. For instance, today I see that the is up 18 points. Now, that's close to 2 percentage points, so that's a big positive day. If you happen today to be thinking it was not a good day to be in the market and you were in the G fund completely, you've missed out completely on that 2% return, and you'll never be able to reclaim it.
So, ironically, it seems like an active investor would be able to sort of play the market, feel it out, and get some money out of it, but really the passive investor, it sounds like, is ahead of the game.
Well, generally, that's the way these plans are set up, and that's certainly the way the TSP is set up to work best, that you have these broad, diversified funds, and that you track the market over the long haul. And remember, the market reacts to all kinds of inputs that it gets from millions of investors every day making tens of millions of decisions. So what you really do is benefit from all of those decisions that are being made by other folks who are following the market very closely. And that seems to be what informs this notion of passive investment in the markets, that over the long term, if you track it, you're in better shape generally. generally than someone who's jumping in and out.
And Tom, we're just about out of time, but I know there's a board meeting next week. Anything big on the agenda?
It's an August meeting, so like everything else in Washington, it should be slow. There will be an update. The board at our last meeting wanted to make sure that we laid out for them the plan for implementing these new benefits that were enacted by Congress in Public Law 111-31. So we'll be going over the time frame on implementation of those new benefits.